Altogether, there is about 20,000 times as much carbon locked away in the Earth's rocks as in the atmosphere. Eventually, much of that limestone will end up feeding volcanoes, and the carbon will return to the atmosphere and fall to the Earth in rain, which is why the whole is called the long-term carbon cycle. The process takes a very long time, about 500,000 years for a typical carbon atom, but in the absence of any other disturbance, it works remarkably well at keeping the climate stable. Unfortunately, human beings have a careless predilection for disrupting this cycle by putting lots of extra carbon into the atmosphere, whether the foraminiferans are ready for it or not. Since 1850, it has been estimated, we have lofted about 100 billion tons of extra carbon into the air, a total that increases by about 7 billion tons each year. Overall, that's not actually all that much. Nature, mostly through the belchings of volcanoes and the decay of plants, sends about 200 billion tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere each year, nearly 30 times as much as we do with our cars and factories. But you have only to look at the haze that hangs over our cities to see what a difference our contribution makes. We know from samples of very old ice that the natural level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, that is, before we started inflating it with industrial activity, is about 280 parts per million.